From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Puerto Ricans grew more enthusiastic about Sunday's statehood referendum. Two government officials are charged with embezzlement in St. Thomas and a spectacular batting collapse for the West Indies. I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's been a last-minute surge of interest in Sunday's referendum on Puerto Rico's constitutional future. There are three main choices: independence, maintaining the status quo, or becoming the 51st American state. There's also another choice, which has been worrying observers: none of the above. Well, to get an idea of why there'd been increased registration for Sunday's vote, I called the news editor at WOSO, Frank Worley, and asked him that very question.
Well, the number of voters that are expected to participate this Sunday will be higher than what was initially expected. Puerto Rico always has a high voter turnout, but for a plebiscite, that's usually a little bit lower than for the general elections. This one will push the margin, however, and looks like it'll be as many as a general election, possibly 85%, and possibly the highest voter turnout at any plebiscite in the island's history.
Is this because of the party's campaigning?
I think that people are more and more taking it seriously, and that's pretty much the way it is. Most people already have decided what they believe in and what they're going to vote for, but they're taking this plebiscite very seriously as a real possibility for change for those who want change, and as a real possibility to try and stop change for those who do not.